Give it, taking your messages and your calls. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Every morning around about this time, Barbara Friedman joins me in studio. She lets me know what's been happening online, what's been trending on the socials, also what is gaining traction on our website, www.capetalk.co.za. A lot of questions being asked. Where is number two? Barbara, where
who is number two?
David Mabuza is number two. Apparently, he's returning to South Africa.
Well, you know,
nice of him.
Yeah. He's returning to his side hustle. The thing is that, you know, so it was being reported that he was going to be back middle of this week and that he'd be up and running. He'd hit the ground running was the expression being used. But now I see a more recent article on IOL says that he will only return once the doctors in Russia have cleared him. We do not know any details. We don't have answers. But of course, Twitter is kind of loving, you know, the where is Wally kind of thing and saying, you know, pictures of David Mabuza on Twitter saying, this is our deputy president, David Mabuza.
Have you seen him missing? Who knows where?
So I don't know. And I think the big reason, not the big reason, but one of the reasons around it is that we're waiting for the cabinet reshuffle. And there's a sort of issue of him being in the country and being being briefed by the president.
Look, I have this ambivalence when it comes to people's personal medical history. Your medical confidentiality is your thing. But if you are so close to the proximity of power in South Africa, I know they do it in the US. Once a year, the Surgeon General comes out and says either the president is very fit, this is how much he weighs, is this tall, because a lot hangs on the stability and the health of our head of state. David Mabuza is in fact a heartbeat away from
holding that office.
From holding that office. And if something and touch wood happens to Cyril Ramaphosa, is then David Mabuza. I would want to know whether our heads of state and even those who deputize are fit enough to in fact hold that office.
And I think added to which the other issue that Twitter is preoccupied with is, why does he need to go to Russia to get medical treatment? This comes up perennially when various of our politicians go off to other countries for treatment. Are hospitals not good enough? People saying, well, you know, if ordinary South Africans go to Katlehong and Chris Hani and others and things aren't that great there, can't he? You know, and
well,
so
it's
on.
It's not even that. The president, the deputy president, I know that other ministers have access to world-class healthcare in military hospitals,
well,
either
that's true.
Military one or military two, if he's here in Cape Town. Why Russia? But at the same time, so many people then asking, like, oh, where is David Mabuza? I'm also thinking, you know what? David Mabuza can also stay where David Mabuza is. The more he stays out of South African politics, probably the better.
I think that might be the sort of the rider on this. Is how did he get where he got? And what was the reason around the cat in the hat? No, was that his nickname?
The cat, yes.
No, the cat, not the cat in the hat. That's, I think that's Becky Kwele. But the cat, he was the cat, remember? The one
people ask, like, what does David Mabuza do? David Mabuza
cuts ribbons,
whatever Cyril Ramaphosa wants him to do. And probably it's best, probably in Cyril Ramaphosa's interest that David Mabuza stays out of
politics. I mean, it was a bit of a deal.
Politics.
And so,
Moving on. The ears, a saying that goes, time longer than rope, and everything catches up with you eventually.
And I thought, you know, this is something that South Africans obviously are thinking about when it comes to some of our politicians who are getting very old and who might still have to face the music. This is a different story, but I suppose it has a similar theme. And that is, 100-year-old former concentration camp guard will stand trial in Germany in October, accused of being complicit in over 3,500 murders. Now, obviously, this hasn't gone to trial yet, and he hasn't been found guilty. But I suppose the point is that he's 100 years old, and that this particular concentration camp during the Second World War, the Sachsenhausenkamp in Oranienburg, north of Berlin, which was around between 1942 and 1945. It was one of the newer camps that was set up at that point in the war by Hitler, and thousands of people were killed there. Mm. And this particular guard is now standing trial. Mm. And I just think that's, you know, I suppose, do you ever think that at 100 you would still stand trial? They're saying that they won't have the sessions more than 2.5 hours at a time, obviously because of his age. Mm.
But justice must not just be done, but also justice must be seen to be done.
Correct.
And whether you are a South African politician who is trying to Stalingrad your way out of
a possible
jail term when it comes to corruption in a new dispensation, definitely I support the prosecution of former, particularly South African police dienst officers who were involved in the deaths of anti-apartheid activists. And that is a conversation that we as South Africans also need to have.
Absolutely. I mean, like the Cradock Four and other examples where, you know, children of those slain activists have never got closure.
Mm.
And then finally...
What is the Sunday Scaries? Is Sunday Scaries when you are still seeing the ends of your weekend and then you all of a sudden you hear the Carte Blanche music?
For me, when I was little, it was more Springbok radio shows that I would listen to on a Sunday night, which I can't quite remember what they were called. But absolutely, I must say, your point is so valid. It sometimes is the music of a radio show or a television show that makes you, you know, have that feeling. I mean, I thought that was an interesting article. So it was posted in the Washington Post recently, how to banish the Sunday scaries. And I thought, I've never known that term. That is not a term.
You banish capitalism. You banish work. That's what you do.
There's no work under socialism.
Look, the Sunday night feeling has changed for me over the last few years.
Yeah.
Look, we prepare for a radio show and we prepare sometimes, you know, in advance. We prepare on Friday night and we try and update, you know, as soon as we get, as close as we get to a Monday. But I have had a different experience during this time of COVID-19, where the more I've been working at home, the more I've actually been working. My brain doesn't necessarily switch off for those 48 hours of weekend. So I haven't necessarily been feeling the Sunday scaries, the Carte Blanche music, because I've just been continuously working.
But that's an issue. And this particular Washington Post article quoted a counselor whose name is Pallavi Yatur, and he said things like, the pandemic has changed things for people. I didn't entirely agree with what he was saying, because he was saying that in a way it's made it worse, the Sunday scaries, because you're sleeping at the office, in inverted commas, you know, and I actually thought no. In fact, that actually made it less of an issue than that sort of very traditional thing that I remember when I was younger. Mm. I must say that my last time I felt it at its worst was when I was at school. Mm. And that's interesting, because obviously I think it's because I never had finished my homework on a Sunday night.
It's my fear of Thursdays. I hate Thursdays. Because I had a piano class on the first period on a Friday. I've had my, and Thursdays would be an absolute night of dread, because that's when the fear and the angst then manifests. But as soon as 8:30 comes on a Friday and that class is over,
you are fine.
I'm absolutely fine. Same thing here on radio. We have a bit of a dread, us as a team, the night
absolutely.
Before. But by 12 o'clock,
it's gone. It's dissipated.
Barbara Friedman, she joins us again every morning to discuss what is trending online and also what is making some moves on our website. Catch her work on www.capetalk.co.za. But the lines are open.